The increasing violence in Iraq is blamed on a number of groups. U.S. and Iraqi officials often point the finger at the Jordanian-born militant Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who has links to al-Qaeda. Former high-ranking members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party and criminal gangs are also believed to be involved. Plus, many Iraqis say militants from outside the country are deliberately creating chaos. The U.S. military is using the fear of suspected influence from Iran as a means to convince Iraqis to support the American occupation, as NPR's Emily Harris reports from Baghdad.
A golden dome graces the end of a busy market street in Baghdad's Qadamiya neighborhood. It's the shrine of Musa al-Qadam, a grandson of Prophet Muhammad. This is a holy site for Shiite Muslims. Local merchants cater to crowds of Shia who visit from Iran.
Halawa, halawa.
At a street cart near the shrine, Ali Qasim al-Shabibi taps his knife to attract buyers. He's selling dehaniya, a sweet doughy treat that's sold at Shia holy places. Shabibi knows enough Persian, Iran's main language, to talk with Iranian pilgrims. But though Iranian money fattens his pockets, Shabibi doesn't like his neighbors to the east.
What we really need is a better treatment. Even when we go to Iran, the Iranians treat us badly. I haven't gone there in person, but I know many Iraqis who went there and they complain about the Iranians and the way they treat us. If you go to buy something and you won't give them the price they want, they will tell you, go away, Saddam, go away.
Saddam Hussein led a devastating 8-year war against Iran in the 1980s. Since the fall of Saddam's regime and the installation of an interim Iraqi government, a number of high-ranking Iraqi officials have visited Iran. The neighbors have many long-standing issues to settle, including war reparations and border control. But Baghdad political science professor Qudr Abbas says the interests of the U.S. occupation are still driving his country's relations with Iran.
There is no Iraqi-Iranian relationship in the real meaning of relationship. There is an American-Iranian relationship. America has unresolved issues with Iran. Iran has influenced and interest in Iraq. So Iraq has become the place to settle these scores.
The biggest issue between the U.S. and Iran is Iran's attempts to get nuclear weapons. U.S. officials also worry that Iranian influence on Iraqi politics could push Iraq toward a theocratic government. Shia Muslim political parties here get money and organizational help from groups in Iran. Many Iraqis worry that Iranian spies are infiltrating the government and security forces. U.S. Major General John Batiste plays on those fears to try to convince Iraqis to oppose the insurgents fighting U.S. troops.
The terrible work of the terrorists, the foreign fighters, the former regime elements, and even the criminals that are destabilizing this country are working the agenda of Iran, whether they know it or not. They're causing that destabilization. They're driving that wedge into this country. And it's exactly what the leaders in Tehran, Iran, want to have happen.
Political analyst Munim al-Amar is surprised to find that he agrees with a U.S. official.
I've said this before. The only winner here is Iran. I didn't know there was a U.S. general who said that.
But he still blames U.S. forces for creating the instability he believes Iran is exploiting in Iraq. Echoing an answer many Iraqis come up with for most every problem here, he says the only way to keep Iraq safe from Iran is for U.S. troops to leave. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.